Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Dealing with persistent callers. Persistent callers are people who keep calling until they can speak to a certain person. It may be your job to answer the phone and speak several times to the same caller. The caller may be trying to sell something, or may want to talk to someone in your office for a specific reason. Even if the same person calls many times, you should speak to them politely but firmly. There are many ways in which you can politely tell a caller that they do not need to call again, or that they can leave a message for the recipient. In this lesson, we will look at how to use specific words and phrases to deal with persistent callers. Remember that you need to remain polite and patient while talking to callers, even if they call many times. You will now listen to a conversation between Sandra, a secretary, and Paul, a persistent caller.
Axis Systems, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to June Chang, please.
May I know who's calling?
This is Paul Davis from Cybertech Limited.
I'm sorry, Mr. Davis. Miss Chang is in a meeting at the moment.
Can you ask her to call me back on 2162-6276 when she's finished?
OK, that's Paul Davis on 2162-6276. I'll pass on the message.
Thanks.
In this dialogue, we can see a number of ways to answer the phone politely. When Sandra answers the phone, she says, "Axis Systems, may I help you?" "May I help you?" and "How may I help you?" are good ways to let the caller know that you are there to help. Sandra also asks for the caller's name. She says, "May I know who's calling?" "May I know" is a useful and polite phrase to use when asking a caller a question. It is more polite than asking, "What is your name?" or saying, "I need your name." When Sandra tells Paul that her boss cannot take his call, she says, "I'm sorry, Mr. Davis. Miss Chang is in a meeting at the moment." Here are some other ways to politely tell a caller that the person they want to speak to cannot take their call. Listen to them carefully and repeat them for practice. "I'm very sorry, but he's unavailable right now." "I'm sorry, but she can't come to the phone at the moment." "I'm sorry, she's busy in a meeting right now." "I'm sorry, he's out of the office at the moment." Sandra ends by confirming the caller's contact details and also assures him that she will give her boss his message. She says, "That's Paul Davis on 2162-6276. I'll pass on the message." By confirming the details, Sandra shows the caller that she is interested in his call and wants to help him. You will now listen to a second conversation between Sandra, a secretary, and Paul, a persistent caller.
Axis Systems, may I help you?
Hello, this is Paul Davis again. I called earlier for June Chang. Has she come out of her meeting yet?
Not yet. I believe it's an all-day meeting. Don't worry, Mr. Davis. I'll tell Miss Chang you called as soon as she's available.
Perhaps I should call again at about 5 o'clock.
No, that won't be necessary. I'll see that she gets the message.
Right. Thanks a lot.
In this dialogue, Sandra answers the phone as before. She again tells the caller that she will pass on his message. She says, "Don't worry, Mr. Davis. I'll tell Miss Chang you've called as soon as she's available." When Paul offers to call back, Sandra tells him politely that he does not need to do so. Let's listen again to how she does that. She says, "No, that won't be necessary. I'll see that she gets the message." Let's listen to a few more ways of politely telling a caller that he or she does not need to call back. You may want to repeat these sentences for speaking practice. "I don't think you need to call back. He'll call you." "It won't be necessary for you to call back. She'll call you." "No, that's not necessary. He'll get back to you soon." "No, it won't be necessary for you to call back. She'll call you soon." You will now listen to a third conversation between Sandra, a secretary, and Paul, a persistent caller.
Access Systems, may I help you?
Yes, this is Paul Davis again. I called yesterday for June Chang. Is she around at the moment?
She was earlier, but she's just popped out of the office. I have left your message with her, so I'm sure she will contact you when she has the time.
Fine. Can you tell her I'll be in the office until around 6?
I will. Thanks for calling, Mr. Davis.
Let's see how Sandra responds when Paul calls for the third time. This time, Sandra says that Ms. Chang is not in the office. Let's hear that again. She says, "She's just popped out of the office." If you pop out, you leave a place for a short time. Sandra also confirms that she has given Paul's message to her boss. This shows the caller that she has remembered to talk to Ms. Chang about his call. Sandra says, "I have left your message with her, so I'm sure she will contact you when she has the time." Here are a few responses that can show the caller that you have delivered his or her message. Listen to them carefully and repeat them after me. "I gave your message to him, and he will call you back soon." "I told him you called, and he said he would get back to you." "I left your message for her, and I'm sure she'll call you back soon." "I've given her your message, and she'll contact you soon." While ending the call, Sandra politely thanks Paul for calling. Thanking someone for calling is important. Here are a few more ways of ending a call. "Thanks for calling." "Thank you for calling, and have a nice day." "Thank you for your call, and have a great day." You will now listen to a fourth and final conversation between Sandra, a secretary, and Paul, a persistent caller.
Access Systems, may I help you?
Hello, Paul Davis again. June Chang didn't call me back. I was just calling on the off chance that she could spare a couple of minutes and talk to me now.
I'm sorry, Miss Chang was unable to contact you, Mr. Davis. She's been very busy recently, and I'm afraid Miss Chang will be in a seminar for the rest of the week. She said she would definitely contact you with a decision, either on Monday or Tuesday next week.
Okay. I'll call her sometime at the start of next week, then.
No, that won't be necessary. She assured me that she'd be the one to contact you.
Well, tell her I'll be in the office, waiting for her call. Thanks very much for your help.
Not at all. Goodbye.
When Paul calls for the fourth time, Sandra has to tell him why Miss Chang has not returned his calls. She also has to assure him again that Miss Chang will call him back. This time, Sandra apologizes that Miss Chang has not called Paul yet and says that her boss has been very busy. Let's listen to that again. She says, "I'm sorry Miss Chang was unable to contact you, Mr. Davis. She's been very busy recently." Sandra also tells Paul that Ms. Chang will not be available for the rest of the week. She says, "I'm afraid Ms. Chang will be in a seminar for the rest of the week. She said she would definitely contact you with a decision either on Monday or Tuesday next week." When Paul offers to call back, Sandra tells him that it will not be necessary and that Ms. Chang will call him herself. She says, "No, that won't be necessary. She assured me that she'd be the one to contact you." Let's practice this a little more. Listen carefully to these sentences and repeat them for speaking practice. "I'm sorry she was unable to contact you, but she'll get back to you soon." "I'm sure she'll contact you as soon as she gets back." "She said she would definitely contact you next week." "She assured me she would call you back by the end of the week." If you assure the caller that your boss will call them back, then the person may not call again. Remember to say that you are sorry that your boss has not had the time to call them back yet, and that he or she has got the caller's message and plans to call back soon. Dealing with a persistent caller can be a difficult task, but you can manage it well if you know what to say. Remember to always speak politely and to tell the caller that it is not necessary for him or her to call back. Also remember to tell the caller that you have given his or her message to your boss. This will show the caller that you are interested in their call. Let the caller know that you are there to help, and thank him or her for calling at the end of the call. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.